28 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, the 30th of Dhul Hijjah, 1443. Ustaz, welcome to the Q&A this last Saturday morning in the year 1443. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustaz.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, and thank you very much to our brother Lance. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 30th of Dhul Hijjah, 1443, and we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verse number 97. Before we continue with the commentary and explanation of today's verse, we should know that we as Muslims belonging to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe in two qiyamats. Number one, man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. When a person passes away, then his day of justice has started already. That is the micro. And the macro will be when this entire universe and creation will perish and everything will be demolished. Chapter 28, verse 88, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Except him, Almighty Allah, who was, who is, who will always be the exclusive creator, exclusive owner of this entire universe. So he was, is, will always be. We are creation. We have to go through death and everything will perish. So ye Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in today's lesson is highlighting what happens on that day at the time of death and at the time of justice, the day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, doomsday, last day. Chapter 21, verse 97. وَقَتَرَبَ الْوَعَدُ الْحَقُّ. And the true promise is coming nearer and nearer and nearer. Today we say in Southern Africa, 1443, in most parts of the world, today, Saturday, it's already first Muharram, and 1444, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Majlul Aqsa. Nevertheless, for us, we still say 1443, and tonight we will say 1444. And Sunday tomorrow, 1st of Muharram, 1444. So we see how time going, we see how people are passing away. وَقَتَرَبَ الْوَعَدُ الْحَقُّ. And the true promise is coming nearer and nearer, and none can escape it. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every living being shall taste death. Even the atheist will accept that. That he knows whether you're king or a pauper, male or female, famous or not famous, you have to die. فَإِذَا هِيَ. Suddenly, when that person is dying, and when the day of justice, the day of judgment occurs, فَإِذَا. Suddenly, هِيَ شَاخِسَةٌ أَبْصَارُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The eyes of the disbelievers, the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, then you see their eyes are facing upwards. Out of the horror and terror they see. Therefore, when a person person is in sakarat, in the pains and pangs of death, in the throes of death, his last moments, and sometimes when he or she passes away, then the eyes are still open. We as Muslims go immediately and close the eyes of that deceased person and read Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the name of Almighty Allah and on the religion of the Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, for us as Muslims, daily we have to beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa ala, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima, Ya Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam. That's the greatest gift you have conferred and given to any person. Wa alhiqni bi salihin, and unite me with the devout and pious servants and slaves of Almighty Allah. Chapter 12, verse 101. Now when that person is in his or her last moments, you see the Pharaoh is drowning, and then he says, Amantu bi Rabbi Musa wa Harun, I bring Iman and faith in the sustainer, nourisher, cherisher of Prophet Moses and Prophet Aaron, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, but not accepted. Because Sakarat, the person is already in the throes of death, in the pangs of death, and then it's not acceptable. Now you have to accept Islam. So what will that person say? Ya waylana, woe to us. Qad kunna fi ghaflatin min hadha. We were totally unmindful of this. One day death will come. One day there will be reckoning. One day we will have to go to paradise or go to the hellfire. All these are things, there are no two opinions. 100% the truth, and it will happen. Whether the person is a secularist or a democratic person or the capitalism or Zionist, whatever it is, or Muslim. So remember, if you're true Muslim, then Almighty Allah will save us. But if the person who only paid lip service, then all will go through this. Qad kunna fi ghaflatin min hadha. Indeed, we were totally unmindful of this, the death and the day of judgment. Bal kunna zalimin. Nay, the truth of the matter is, we were the tinpot dictators, we were the wrong ones, we were the oppressors of our soul. Instead of committing doing good, we were doing wrong. We don't harm Almighty Allah, but we harm ourselves spiritually, physically. So each one of us, it's time for us, we're going into a new year tonight, tomorrow. We don't have the non-Muslim style of wine, dine and swine. For us, it is time for reflection and introspection. So that is what Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anhu arda, used to say, as mentioned in Tirmidhi, Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu, take stock of yourself before the day of reckoning comes. So let me give you some news. Number one is this, there in Makkah Mukarramah, today they will be changing the kiswa, the ghilaf, the black cloth. And remember, officially today, 1st of Muharram, that foreign tour, the foreigners can come for Umrah. 1st Muharram, as far as they concern, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak. So 1444 has started, and the Umrah season has started, as far as they concern. So you can go now for Umrah. Look at how Almighty Allah punishes people in different ways. You see, Emirates, they are the ones who want to win every award, every reward, that our planes must be the best, our golf must be the best, our tennis must be the best, our vices must be the best. Allah forbid. Now you see, for the past 30 years, such floods came, some people passed away and they did finish. Second, thousands and thousands thousands of people had to be taken out from and removed and evacuated from their palatial homes there in Fujairah, Ra'sul Khaymah. I've been to all these places. So remember, if you go to these places, you see how opulent the people are, what life of luxury they are leading. But one flood comes, one rain comes, everything finished. And you, the people in Dubai, you, the people in Abu Zabi, that's the Arabic word, what you call Abu Dhabi is Abu Zabi. Remember, if you don't turn to Almighty Allah, you next. Allah will wipe you out, remember, because you are the ones who are traitors to Islam. And I'm speaking about the government. You are the Ghaddar, and you are the Murtad, and you are out of the fold of Islam for licking the boots of the Israelis, building a stately stadium there in Israel, where 50 plus of our martyrs gave their life, and you got no shame. So the Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Allah will hit all that money, all that billions, zillions, everything will be wiped out in one day. So better wake up, you the people in Saudi Arabia, you the people in Emirates, you there in Bahrain, and wherever, Morocco, all of you tinpot dictators who made peace with Israel. Let's come to Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime. All this I'm giving you is from the Haaretz newspaper. Gideon Levy writes an article. All of you should read it. It's in the Haaretz of yesterday. Maybe you'll find it this morning also. That he says, how can Israel, I'm paraphrasing him, how can Israel have the right to preach and teach Russia about occupation and war crimes? Now everybody jumps on the bandwagon, Russia invaded Ukraine, so they have committed war crimes, and this is occupation. So you Israel, you occupying Palestine for more than 70 years, you are guilty of the worst war crimes, all documented, you must remember, but you intimidate the ICC, you intimidate the politicians and so forth and so on, and you got Uncle Sam, America, to back you up. Therefore, Biden says you're not an apartheid country. So Biden is not a good for nothing. So his own people in his own party said, come 2024, 70%, 74% said that Biden cannot be standing again for election. So you can see how humiliated they get and disgraced they get. Never mind by others, but by their own party. Ask Bojo and ask, remember, that this Biden and everybody else won. Yesterday, they auctioned a watch of Hitler and some 100,000 million, whatever you want to count. So the Jutlas are up in arms. No, how can you do this? That he was a mass murderer. And that's the word they use. So I'm posing this question to you Jutlas and you Zionists and you apartheid regime. Are you not mass murderers? What are you doing in Gaza? 15 years under siege. What are you doing in the West Bank? Where are you stealing and occupying? Occupation is terrorism. So the Israeli regime are mass murderers as far as true Muslims and people of justice go. Remember certain things. Read my words properly. Listen to me carefully. Certain things Hitler did, he was 100% justified. Certain things he did, we must condemn him. I'm asking you, when the Jutlas and the Jews were in Germany, and they were running the banks and all the financial institutions, then they gave loans to the people and charged them exorbitant rates of interest. Then Hitler said, enough is enough. He packed them up and gave them a good thrashing. He was justified. They are the people who brought about homosexuality there. He said, we are natural. We don't want this unnatural business here. Today, LGBT all starts from where? From all these crimes. Therefore, in Islam, is punishable by death. Remember that. Any person, any organization, any person participating in this LGBT conferences and meeting and going there to say it's fine and justify it, they're out of the fold of Islam. There's no two opinions on all this issue. So he did that, and he said that this pornography you all are showing on the TV and everywhere else, I will never tolerate it. For that we must say Hitler was right. Yes, what he did to the Jews, but the 6 million is exaggerated and a lie. Yes, the truth is this, there are 6 million Palestinians today in the diaspora. So that you must speak about. Why can a Jutla and a Jew from Ukraine or anybody else have Hakul Oda, the right of return, but our Palestinians don't have that? One settler can come and shoot my brother. Yesterday, it happened, day for yesterday, 16-year-old. The Jutla can shoot the Muslim, the Palestinian. And remember that we as Palestinians, we as people who are with them, so we say one settler, one bullet will settle many issues, inshallah. Tonight, inshallah, with the first of Muharram 1444, read Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, make this new month of Muharram a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness, the hadith in Abu Dawood. Read with me now. Read with me now. You who have started Muharram already in most parts of the world, read with me. And those of you who are going to start tonight, you also read with me. So you make it pakku, you make it perfect, then tonight you read it. So this is the dua for the new year. And now we entering the new year, 1444, the hadith in Tabarani. Allahumma, Allahumma adkhilhu alayna, alayna bil amni wal imani, bil amni wal imani, والسلامتي والإسلام والسلامتي والإسلام ورضوان من الرحمن ورضوان من الرحمن وجوار من الشيطان وجوار من الشيطان. Ya Allah, this new year, enter it upon us, Ya Allah, the Ummah, the Muslimah and humanity, that day safety, security, peace, tranquility, protection, preservation of our Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, grant us that safety, security in all parts and all walks of life, Ya Allah, and we beg you, وَرِضْوَانِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ, you be pleased with us and protect us from Lucifer, Shaitan and all his comrades and cronies. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make 1444 a better year for us and the Ummah and the Muslims throughout the world. Ameen. And for humanity, and compared to 1443.
Ustad, Jonah says that yes, AK, sometimes the Jews are wrong of killing innocent young boys. But remember, AK, to my knowledge, this will never stop. That's why I don't agree to everything the Israeli does. AK, Ustad, Jonah.
So you must speak against that, Jonah. You must say that Israel is a rogue regime, an apartheid regime, and they are murderous thugs. You must speak about it. You have access to your email. You have access to your, remember, your WhatsApp. You have access to so many Instagram, Facebook, half these things I don't even understand. So you must speak against it. See Gideon Levy, how he speaks. That Ilan Papi, how he speaks. Norman Finkelstein, how he speaks. Chomsky, how they speak. They got nothing to do with Islam, but they see George Galloway. So how they speak. So you must become a person. You don't become Muslim, that's your choice. But become a person of justice. Stand for the truth, whether it's against South Africa, or whether it's against Israel, or the Arab ten pot dictators who are out of the fold of Islam. They, the leaders, and most of them, and the Jutlas, the Jews, to us, they equal, remember. In fact, they're even worse than them. So, because they murtad, and murtad must be capital punishment. Man baddala deenahu faqtulu, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. When a person leaves Islam and he chooses something else, then is the death penalty for him.
Ustad, I've got brother Ryan. He says, morning to you, AK. I need advice from you. I was arrested and put into prison for 2.5 years for missing a court date for not paying child support. But AK, after being released, it was found that the kid in question is not even mine. Can I counter sue them? It won't bring 2.5 wasted years back. Ryan, Ustad.
Ryan, the way I understand your question, it was alleged that you are now married or this is your girlfriend, and then you did not pay the maintenance and what have you, and then they put you into jail for 2.5 years, and now it's proven that with your DNA and what have you, that the child is not even yours. That girlfriend of yours, wife of yours, according to what you're saying, was sleeping around and so forth. So now, can you sue them? And so forth, 100%. You must sue them and sue the boots of them. Remember that. You must sue everybody who put you into jail. That is justice according to Islam as well. So you must remember a miscarriage of justice. So you go and get the best sharpshoot lawyer. Tell him he will get 10% of whatever you sue them. And in that way, you take the 90%. So that is what we advise we will give you. You go for it, Brother Ryan. Stand for justice always.
So Mr. Bishop says that why is Islam spread by the word, by the sword? Don't people have a right to choose whatever their belief is? Mr. Bishop Ustad.
Mr. Bishop, I always thought that you're an intelligent person. During this week, yes, 17 people embrace Islam. Few weeks ago, months ago, 23 people embrace Islam. The brother, sister came from Australia and they embraced Islam. So where's the sword here in South Africa, my brother Bishop? You are listening to us every day. So where's the sword, my brother Bishop? This is a cooked-up story fabricated by the Orientalists and the Christians. You must remember when they saw that Islam is spreading like wildfire. Let me give you a lesson on Islam. When we speak Islam, we first give da'wat, we invite people towards Islam. Like what I'm doing now to you and to all of you, whether it's Pastons or whether it's Jonah or whether it's Bishop or whoever. So that's the first one. Second one, if you want to live in our Muslim countries, then you stay there, but you must pay a tax, which is a nominal amount, only on the men, not on the women, not on the children, not on the old and feeble. So your life is protected, your wealth and assets are protected, your honor is protected, you don't have to participate in battles. The Muslim army will defend you. Show me a better system than that in any part of the world. So that is called jizya. But you don't want to embrace Islam. You don't want to stay on your own religion and pay tax. But you want to occupy more and more of our land, like the apartheid Nazi regime of Israel. Or you want to come and subvert Islam and so forth, as the bishop, as the rabbis are doing nowadays. You see that they want Islam must be changed to suit them and so forth in many parts of the world. So people like that, remember, we will wage war against them. So where's the sword? You show me. We are the most peaceful people. You are waging war against us. Who waged war against Iraq? Bush and Blair. Both of them must be hanged in public for war crimes. They are Christians. And this was a Christian war, holy war. That is what George W. Bush said. Then you see the Jutlas. They're fighting against the Palestinians, stealing, occupying their land, stealing our mosque and destroying it and so forth. So that is the crime of the Jutlas and the Jews. Go to India, the crime of the Hindus, the idol worshippers. There they are treating the Muslims there as second, third, fourth class. They're even speaking about demolishing the Taj Mahal, which is an icon throughout the whole world and people know about it. So that is the Hindu. I'm speaking about India now, majority of them. Then we go to Myanmar, Burma. Then we see how the Burmese and the Buddhists are slaughtering and killing the Muslims there for the past 10-20 years. Go to Sri Lanka and go see how they were cremating the Muslims. So who's causing all the trouble? Who are the super terrorists, my brother Bishop? Remove your blinkers and remove the wax from your ears, Mr. Bishop. Don't be believe you're the media and just make yes, yes, yes. They have a hidden agenda and a slanted view always.
As the Sheena says, then why did Mahatma Gandhi fought for India? Don't you think you guys are wrong, Ustad? Sheena.
Remember, who killed Mahatma Gandhi? We don't even say Mahatma Gandhi, we say Gandhi. So remember that, who killed him? Was it a Muslim? Go and read for about that. So you must remember that he was killed by a Hindu, not killed by a Muslim. So you must get your facts correct. So you must remember when the Pakistanis, when the people, Muslims realize that Gandhi is sympathetic to a certain extent to Muslims and so forth. But the people afterwards, they will not be sympathetic. Therefore, we need our own country and so forth. And then Pakistan came in 1947 and so forth into existence. So you must understand the background. You can have some politicians who are sympathetic, but majority will not be sympathetic. How many riots took place? And today, if you look at it, is Pakistan proven right or wrong? Look at all these Arab tinpot dictators. Look at all the Muslim countries, good for nothing. One poor country, Pakistan, is a nuclear, and that is troubling America, that is troubling Israel, that is troubling Europe, and so forth. So it was the right choice to make, remember that. And when Imran comes back into power, which we hope will happen, inshallah, then we don't say he's perfect. We ourselves got million, billion, zillion faults and sins. So he also is that. But compared to this corrupted lot who are running the country now, he will be a much better leader. So therefore, you need to understand the real politics. The problem with you all, you just look at the media and you shake your head. Yes, yes, yes. The media are the biggest liars. You must remember, you must learn how to sift things out.
Sister Sheena says, thanks for the information. A.K. Ustad.
You're welcome.
Subhanallah. Ustad, I've got your brother, Torin. He says, I like you guys. I like how you guys remember your Lord five times a day. My friend, even though we went deep sea fishing, he prayed two times in the afternoon while we were on my boat in the middle of the sea. Is this not a bit extreme while having some fun? A Torin, Ustad.
What you say, Torin? Thank you for being honest, at least, my brother Torin, and you giving us your ears on a Saturday morning at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. Thanks, we highly appreciate that. Come, I teach you a lesson, my brother Torin and everybody else. You see, God Almighty Allah has given us our five senses. I'm here in the studio. So I put my hand on the table. So now when I put my hand on the table, I can tell you whether it's hot or it's cold. So in the early part of the morning now, 6 o'clock, 6.15, 5.45, 5.30, depending where we are, we pray two rakats, two units, which are compulsory, to thank Almighty Allah for the sense of touching He has given us. Then your brother, our brother there, who was fishing with you, gone deep sea fishing, then he prayed 12.30, 1 o'clock, 1.30, so you admired him. So there we pray four rakats, four units. Why? We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of hearing. We can hear from all four directions. You can hear the sound of the waves. You can hear the speedboats and all that flying past you and so forth. So all that, remember, so we thank Almighty Allah for the sense of hearing. Then in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, depending on which season we are in. So we pray, you must remember the late afternoon prayer, four rakats, four units. And that is to thank Almighty Allah for the sense of smell. Our wives, they cook for us wonderful, sumptuous meal, and the aroma and everything comes. Before we even enter the house, you can see you're already licking your lips, you know. So from all four directions, so you must remember that. So, and it's a bad smell, then you all run away from there. Then at sunset, we read three units. Why? We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of sight. We can see front, right, left. We can't see at the back. And then in the evening, 8 o'clock, 8.30, 9 o'clock, depending what season. So we read four units for the sense of taste. Whatever we consume, solid or liquid, either is sweet, either is sour, either is salty, either is bitter. So therefore, O Theodoran, you must ask yourself, show us a system anywhere in the world that is better than Islam. Every minute, every moment, every second, Allah's bounties and His favors are showering and recurring upon us. This is what we show to our beloved Creator and Owner, our loyalty to Him. We can never thank you enough. What you say, my brother Tehran?
Subhanallah. Ustaz, just three more questions, inshallah, before we leave you. I see Sister Sheena, she's apologizing. She says her mother told her to message you because she felt maybe she was a bit rude by asking that question of Mahatma Gandhi, Ustaz.
No problem. I told you non-Muslims that you ask whatever question you want and no need for you to apologize. Remember, I want you to ask questions and we change our format here. I told my engineers, Brother Junaid and Maulana Arafat and presenters and everybody, that this half an hour, give it and open it to the non-Muslims because they must know what is true Islam and not the polluted and diluted Islam you are seeing on your screens. No need for that. And convey greetings to your beloved mother as well.
Ameen. Ustaz, the question says here that every day over the past week I have been losing a family member. I can't take this anymore. I could be next. What do I can I read to calm my fears? And now 1444 is tonight to start.
Remember, if you are a Muslim, then you know we have to pass away. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving us a reminder. Today you are giving ghusl and bathing somebody else. Today you are shrouding and shrouding somebody else, the kafan. And then the janazah salat and the funeral prayer is being read. And then the dafan, the burial. So each one of us needs to take a lesson. Wa kam min kafanin maghsulu. And pirane pir. Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, quickly let me read this poem and I show you. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan and shroud are washed daily? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. But the person going into that kafan and into that shroud is so busy in the mall, in the market, in the bazaar. How's the dollar? How's the rupee? How's the euro? وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug daily? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِسُرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person who's going into that grave is deceived for the occasions of happiness and joy. Today is the engagement, tomorrow is the wedding. So somebody said, engagement ring, wedding ring, then suffering. Islam says, no, after the wedding ring, then is bearing, caring, sharing. So remember, that is what Islam is all about. So those occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ دَاحِكُ. How many a person today is smiling, laughing, health is excellent, children pass with distinction, business is flourishing. وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ حَالِكُ. And very soon we die, finish history. So all this is a lesson. Keep on reading Surah 12, verse 101. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. And make dua for the deceased, those who passed away on Iman and Islam. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Last question.
Last question, Ustad. Somebody says, can Mufti AK please give us 3 points nasiha for 1444? My husband must stop his drugs and gambling for 1444. Ustad.
Remember that every Muslim has to learn what is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. That is a direct speech of Almighty Allah. Allah created us. Allah wants us to be successful. But this human being looks for loopholes and then we go towards disaster. So whether it's fornication, adultery, whether it's drugs and alcohol, whether it is not praying 5 times a day, we inviting the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And then we have to practice on the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam without compromising, without being apologetic. Fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will forgive you your sins. We are human beings, we have limitations, we have weaknesses. So number one, Quran Sharif. Number two, the Sunnah Mubarakah. Number three, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and awliyaullah. And follow one of the four schools of jurisprudence. And remember, learn the deen, practice the deen, and or deen means Islam, the religion, learn Islam, practice Islam, propagate Islam. These are the 3 points I will give you. May Almighty Allah make the year 1444 better for us and the Ummah at large compared to 1443. Barakallahu fiik. Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, 2 to 3 will be Brother Uwais with the youth program, and 6 to 8 tonight will be Brother Suleiman Esop with Naat Kirat. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.